Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome back in hour number two of the Outdoor Show. If you missed hour number one, you missed some good fishing reports, but I got a feeling we got more coming up. Also, we have a special guest joining us right now, Captain Chris Orfanello with CETO. He joins us now, and what brought this about was a lot of questions coming in about CETO membership, so we decided to get the man in and get directly from, as they say, the horse's mouth. Captain Chris, welcome aboard. Glad to have you with us.
Good morning, Don.
Chris, tell me about, first of all, CETO. A lot of people call it AAA on the water. What's the theory behind CETO? You buy a membership, you get service when you need it. Is that accurate?
That's pretty much accurate. You know, you have a professional staff of boats and captains standing by 24/7 to service you if the need arises, you know, and that's for $199 a year.
What a bargain. You know, the most common question I got in, and I'll describe it from one that came in this morning. Someone says, if I get a CETO membership for my grandson's boat, am I eligible for assistance if I use his boat? Thanks, that's from Papa. And I've gotten many questions like that. Is the coverage on a boat, or is it on a person, or both, or how does that work?
Okay, so a CETO membership will cover any boat that the member has registered in their name, and anyone operating those vessels. So, for instance, if you have a duck boat, a bay boat, and a jet ski all registered to the member's name, they're all covered under one membership and anyone operating those. So if you or I were on Mike Gallo's boat and he was not there for some reason and we broke down, we would be covered as well.
Very good. All right, another one that came up, will CETO respond to non-members, and what's the cost if that is necessary? In other words, someone knows about CETO, they don't have a membership, they break down, they need to be taken care of. How does that work? Will you respond, and what's the rate?
We do respond, and it's $375 an hour during the day and $425 an hour at night. Those times are portal to portal. You know, from when the boat leaves to when the boat gets back. We do recommend, you know, the membership, obviously, but some people, prefer to be self-insured. So we do take care of that, you know, as well. A lot of people believe that they have CETO through their insurance. And we get that a lot, you know, when we answer questions throughout the day on social media or whatnot. And that's not true at all. And I guess an insurance company might say, hey, you have towing. Do I have CETO? Yeah, you got CETO, but it's very different because we don't service any non-members, including insurance customers, until all members are serviced first because members get priority service. So just for instance, you know, down at the Rocks in Hopedale, you know, it might take us, we go down there, get somebody. It might take us, you know, 2 hours or something to get somebody in from, you know, way out in Breton Sound. And if a non-member calls before that, they have to wait until all members are served first. So, you know, non-member wait times are usually much longer. And so we definitely recommend the membership.
Got it. Yeah, well, you know, some of those rescues, you're talking about a 2 hour, but some of them could be 6, 8, 10 hours, and particularly if it goes overnight, you're looking at thousands of dollars. But, I mean, you got to do it. You got, you know, particularly for, you know, in the interest of safety and saving lives and injury and things like that. Christian, now listen, are you going to be around a while? I want to get you back on because I've got some more about how far does sea tow cover and the type of boats and that kind of thing. So we'll give you a call back a little bit later on and get some more information, and then want to invite the listeners. If they've got a question, text it to us now, 504-260-1870, and I'll pass it along to Chris. Chris, we'll talk to you in a little bit. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thanks, Don.
All right, Christian Orfanello, CETO. He'll be back with us a little bit later on, right after Ryan Lambert chats with us. We'll get him back on. If you got a question, you got time to get it in, we'll pass it along. Coming up next, Mike Gallo. We mentioned him. It's time for his fishing report. I'm sure he's been a busy guy and will be this weekend, given the weather conditions. Back with Mike's report right after this, where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is sponsored by, who else? CETO. You just heard from him. You hear from Chris again at the end of the program. If you got a question, we invite you to text it to us, 504-260-1870. He mentioned for $199, gives you a whole year membership, fuel drop-offs, tow-ins, jump starts, whatever you need to get back into the dock. And it's not just good for your boat only. If you are on a boat that is registered, no matter what type of boat, you will be covered. Check it out, CETO.com. You find out more information or listen to Chris a little bit later on. Right now we have Captain Mike Gallo on the line. And, Mike, I got an email from our buddy, the old man in the sea, you know, Dutch Prager, and he was complaining about his trip with you. He told me that he paid you to take him out and you made him reel in 3 6-pound redfish, and he had to pay to do it.
We did fish earlier in the week. And that is an accurate story. I forced him. He loved every minute of it.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all got a great trip in. So how's the fishing been? Have you been getting in on those speckled trout I'm hearing so much about in Pontchartrain? Have you done any of that?
We are actually in Lake Pontchartrain as we speak, me and about 25 other of my closest friends. And we just put our first two speckled trout in the ice chest. And it seems like it's going to be another pretty good day.
So how are you fishing them? You troll motoring, casting to the pilings, or you anchoring down and drop shotting? What's been your technique?
We are anchored with drop shots and live shrimp. We did that yesterday. And then as we got towards midday and the tide picked up a little bit, we switched a couple of our anglers over to plastics on a drop shot, and each one did equally well.
Very good. What size are those trout running?
Yesterday on the North Shore, our fish seemed to be bigger, anywhere from 12 inches up to 3 pounds. We had one about 3 pounds yesterday. And as we got more towards mid-lake, it seemed like the fish got a little bit smaller. But we had a good catch yesterday, just a few over 60. We had 60-something trout yesterday, a freshwater cat, and a redfish. Here comes a trout in the boat right now.
Welcome him in. He must have been listening to the show.
Yeah, he wanted to be part of the show too. We're gonna have to measure that. He might be part of the travel squad.
There you go. I know how crowded it can get on those bridges. If someone wanted to fish elsewhere, have you? And birds typically don't work in Pontchartrain except on rare occasions, and they get over redfish and rarely over trout. But some of the other areas they do. Have you ventured out anywhere else where people might be able to go to catch trout away from Lake Pontchartrain?
I have been staying right here in Lake Pontchartrain, but some of your shallower lakes, you'll have that opportunity. Probably, if I had to guess, this time of year, this early in the season, I would say some of the lakes over in the Biloxi Marsh, Bob's Lake, Bay Maroon, Falsemouth Bay, some of those shallower lakes where there would be shrimp in there, and then the trout would get after the shrimp, and obviously the birds would, you know, chase the shrimp where you could see them.
You know, Mike, sometimes we scratch around trying to find fish, but, you know, right in times like this when the bite is really good, we've got pretty much an incoming tide, which you should be getting there, and I think till about 10 o'clock where you are, and then it's going to start to fall out. What has been the best time to pick up the fish? If somebody's limited, they've only got a few hours to get out there, what time would you recommend to be there?
We got here bright and early, get us a nice spot up close to the bridge, close to where we were yesterday. But obviously the earlier the better, get that early morning bite. And we did seem to have a lull towards midday yesterday, or maybe from 10 to 11. Then we got in them pretty good between 11 and noon.
Mm-hmm. Mike, when boats start congregating and the word gets out that the fish are there, you know, you got to think about boating courtesy. And, you know, sometimes people are just jerks, okay? But other times it's novices and they don't really understand what they're doing. What kind of technique or courtesy could you explain to people who have never fished those bridges before and there's a lot of boats out there? What are some of the do's and don'ts?
What we try to do, Don, is to get two cast lengths apart. In other words, if the boat to my right cast as far as he can towards me and I cast as far as I can towards him, our lines could be close together, but not so close to where they would potentially tangle. And that's a fair amount of space between each other. And so far this morning, everybody seems to be adhering to that. It was like that yesterday. A lot of these are regulars. I've been seeing some of the same boats all week. So it's working out pretty good. I'm sure we get later in the morning when some of the people that didn't get to the marina on time or was a little slow getting launched, you know, they'll show up and want to pile in between people that they see catching fish. And, you know, we'll just see how that goes. Sometimes we tangle their lines and sometimes they leave. You just got to try to educate them if you can so that they don't make that mistake again. I'm sure we're all just here to catch fish.
What about conflicts between people that are anchored in catching fish and people that want to troll? Who has the right of way on that?
That's a heck of a question. I would assume the person that's anchored, as long as he were there before the person that's trolling. Everybody here is anchored, and I don't see any trollers. The trollers generally don't show up too much on the weekends when the crowds are pretty thick in Lake Pontchartrain. They're more during the week. I did see some yesterday, but they'll work the other side of the bridge, or, you know, there's quite a bit of bridge across Lake Pontchartrain on this eastern end. So there's plenty of area for them to work in.
Very good. Well, Mike, it sounds like you're on your way to a great day today and also for the weekend. Hopefully the winds will stay down, trout keep biting, and we have a really good summer of fishing. Somebody wants to get a hold of you and find out about your lodge at the Spots and Dots Lakehouse Lodge for availability and trips, and you still got the no fish, no pay, I'm assured. You can do that, and they can find you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give them your website and also the phone number if they want to check out availability, because summer's not far off, and a lot of people are going to be taking the kids out fishing too.
Yeah, very simple. You can find me on my website, which is aaofla.com. That's how these fine gentlemen from Gallo Mechanical found me. They spent the night in the lodge last night, cooked up some fish on the grill, and we're out here again this morning on my reliable phone line, which is 985-781-7811.
All right, Mike, we're going to let you get back to baiting hooks, removing fish, and maybe catching a few on your own, and we'll see you next week.
I got one coming in right now. Okay, Don, we'll talk to you next week.
All All right, chunk him in the boat. Yeah, the fish are biting in Pontchartrain. The word is out. All right, we come back after this. Kayak fishing time. We got Brendan Bayard joining us with the Paddler's Report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. He's up next right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
For our Paddler's Report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, that is presented by Massey's Outfitters. You're going to find them in Mid-City, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Covington. They've got some of the best kayak fishing models from brands like Hobie, Jackson Kayak, Native Watercraft, and lots of accessories and products for gift giving for the paddler on your list. Also, they got the demo days. You can find out about them, MasseyOutfitters.com, also on Facebook. Joining us now, and not at the Redfish Rumble this weekend, is Brendan Bayard. Brendan, they're going to be missing you at the Redfish Rumble. What are you doing instead?
I am staring at basically the backside of Grand Isle, all the islands and rock barriers back here, and I have it all to myself. And I think I made the right choice because it just looks like fishing heaven back here. So,
yeah, I think you, I think
people
you'll
haven't
get it
been
done.
Fishing back here as much as last year, and the trout fishing has been really great. We're going to hit, you know, this weekend, Leeville, the beach, the backside of the island, and just couldn't turn it down right now. I got some friends in from out of town, and just really wanted to take advantage of this great trout fishing we have right now.
So you're going to be fishing the backside, you say, or you're going to fish the front beaches?
We're going to fish both of it. We're going to try it one day in the front, one day in the back. So we're just bouncing around here and there. So I'm at the kayak launch in the back Grand Isle right now. There is only our cars in the parking lot. I don't see any boats driving past me. It is just awesome. Usually you have, 30 boats back here and you're jockeying for position. But, I mean, if you ever wanted to have Grand Isle like it was, 50 years ago, come try it right now because there is not a lot of people out here.
Yeah, Darrell Carpenter's been telling us that. It's not getting much attention and the fish are waiting and ready. And, boy, we got a great conditions today. Well, for those fishermen who are fishing the Redfish Rumble, what do you think they'll be looking for to try to win that?
Yeah, I would concentrate on some of those grassier areas, some of those places where you might have some fatter redfish. This is a two-slot redfish tournament. I want to get up and use search baits in the morning until the sun gets up, and then later I'd switch to sight fishing tactics. You know, some of these boats that we have, these kayaks, are really stable, and you can stand up and just really drift across without being noticed, you know, even 2 feet away from a redfish with a kayak, and take advantage of that sight fishing opportunity that only kayak fishing can really give you. And I think that's going to probably prove to be whoever can do that the best is probably going to catch those nice redfish. We have a peak tide about 9, 10 o'clock today. And then once that starts falling, when the sun is up, I think that's going to be the money time to get those fish for the redfish tournament.
I agree with you. Well, boy, I tell you what, you're making me jealous. You're the only guy in the parking lot. You got a beautiful morning, good tide, good weather, good conditions down there to catch some trout. What are you going to be throwing, and how are you going to rig up for them?
I got three rods with me right now. I got a suspending bait, kind of a jerk bait style lure on right now, and I got a popping cork, and I got a topwater. I'm probably going to use a topwater until at least 8 o'clock just because, you know, one fish that hits a topwater is usually favored over, you know, a few fish on the other baits. And then try to get those big ones first thing here in the morning. Fish some of these points on these rocks back here, some of these old reefs that are back off of these islands, and some of these drains that are with this flood tide. A lot of these trout will go up into these kind of gullies that are on the backside of Grand Isle, right at the mouth of them. And, you know, all around this periphery here, I've caught this time of year, you might, you know, catch one or two fish that are in the 3 to 5 pound size. So I'm trying to catch one of those early in the morning here. And then, but this year it's supposed to be even better. So fingers crossed, we'll maybe have a little bit better average size and see what the day gives us. And then maybe transition over to some of the other areas like the beach and the, and Leeville area and some of those, Fouchon. When, you know, we want to change up scenery, just check out different places and have an adventure somewhere else.
Well, you should have a great report for us next time with all the areas you're going to be checking out. New moon, we also got that going on this weekend. What are your thoughts about fishing on a new moon?
I love fishing on a new moon just because, you know, it gives you a little extra peace of mind that the fish haven't been eaten all night long. You know, I used to do a lot of night fishing on a new moon, so I know how much fish eat at night. On a new moon, I always tend to find a better day waiting for me in the morning. You get a full moon, sometimes you get a small little flurry of bites in the morning, and then it kind of drags on until maybe later in the day when those fish get hungry again. But I think with this new moon, the situation is right, and I'm seeing bait jumping all around me, and so I'm ready to start pitching right now.
Go get them. Thanks for the report, Brendan. As always, we appreciate it.
Thank you, Don. Take care. Bye.
All right, there he goes. He's got Grand Isle all to himself. Oh, man, what a thought. All right, when we come back after this, well, it's bad boy time. Now, this week's bad boy, when you hear this, you might say, ah, man, that was pretty petty of them to write him a ticket for that. But I don't think so, and I'll explain why when I tell you that story. Also got some text messages. If you got a question, we got him coming back, Chris Orfanello, about CETO memberships. We'll be here with him to talk about that. And also we'll tell you about some of the questions that are coming in, and maybe it'll be of interest to other fishermen too. We'll be back right after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it is definitely crawfish season. You can tell. If you drive around Louisiana, you can smell it in the air, literally. Well, we got a couple of crawfish cooking events. The Build and Boil is taking place on May 14th from noon to 4 p.m., 2801 Marais Street in New Orleans. I'll be defending my title in the cook-off. Hope I can do it. It's free to enter, $25 in advance, $35 a day of. All you can eat. You get to be one of the judges. You get a crawfish wristband. Check it out, Build and Boil. That's where you can find more information. It helps families repair homes that have been impacted by Hurricane Ida. We also have the 7th Annual Venetian Isles Crawfish Cook-Off, same day, Saturday, May 14th. That's at Old Spanish Trail at the Firehouse, and that is also a $25 day of the event, $10 for kids age 5 to 12, and for those under 5 crawfish eaters, they are absolutely free. All right, check in our text message board. I've got some coming in. Said we were talking about Tofield earlier. It says, I recall Tofield preaching about de-hooking non-keepers gently so as not to fatally injure them. This contest makes me think he would remind everyone to be careful. Yeah, Tofield was definitely a conservationist and realized that he had a vested interest in keeping those fish to fight another day. Here's one. Says, my dad is a 92-year-old avid fisherman, unfortunately confined to a wheelchair. What are some areas south of Baton Rouge where he can fish from the bank in a wheelchair? Thanks. My suggestion is participate in the Get Out and Fish program. Department of Wildlife and Fisheries has, I think there's about 10 of them. They have selected ponds and lakes that are set up that are wheelchair fishable. They're prepared with all the details and all the resources you need for someone to fish from a wheelchair from the bank. They stock rainbow trout and catfish, channel catfish, into them. And I went out on the last stocking. I went to Zamari Park in Hammond to see for myself. I caught 14 beautiful channel catfish and left them biting. All of the ones that they stocked were not caught yet, so there's still plenty of channel cats. You're not going to be able to get the rainbows until they do a restocking because of water temperatures, and that won't take place till next winter, actually. But I would say if you're looking for one close to Baton Rouge, there's one in Baton Rouge, the Brex Burbank Park in Baton Rouge. Beautiful place, wheelchair accessible, everything you need. In addition to the stocked catfish that are in there, you're also going to got a chance to catch some brim and bass. But go on the website and look under Get Out and Fish, and you'll see a listing of all those places. You may want to go to the one in Hammond. There's also one in Lafayette. They're all over the state. Walker at Sidney Hutchinson. There's some great places there and some really good opportunity to take your dad out there. And good luck. Let me know how he does. All right, we're going to pause 10 seconds. When we come back, I got a bad boy of the outdoor story that some people might think this was what we might call chicken squat to do this to the guy, but I disagree. I think he deserved it. I'll explain why right after we come back from letting our local stations identify themselves on the outdoors with Don Dubuque. On Thursday, April 21st, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Agent Sergeant Garrett Kimball was patrolling near Montpelier in St. Helena Parish when he encountered Toby Bro, who was transporting a dead turkey to his truck. After further investigation, Sergeant Kimball learned that Bro transported the turkey without filling out his tag or fixing the tag to the turkey before moving it from the kill site, which are both required by law. Sergeant Kimball cited him for failing to comply with turkey tagging requirements, confiscated and donated the turkey to a local charity, Lucky Charity. If convicted, facing a $350 fine and a civil restitution replacement value of $1,539, is 59-year-old Toby Bro of Independence, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. Now, you know, you might say, that seems really petty. The guy had a tag. It just wasn't on the bird. He was walking out of the woods. He might have planned to tag it at the truck. Maybe he didn't have a pen, didn't have anything to attach it to the turkey. Well, he could have also planned to use that tag to bag another bird if he wasn't found with that one and did not account for it. Tag it and then validate it. It really is an important rule to follow if we're going to conserve our turkey populations. You got to do it as soon as you kill that bird, put the tag on it right there before you leave the kill site. I've always got pins and I've got tie wraps and all kind of things to attach to the bird to make sure that it is tagged on the way out. It's very important, and if you don't, well, you may get a citation like our bad boy did. All right, coming back after this, Ryan Lambert is up next. He's our plastic man. We'll find out where and how he's been fishing. He's a good way. Somebody asked about learning how to fly fish. He's a good instructor. Also, maybe you might want to check Orvis. They have some classes at all of their locations, and if you check it out on the web, I'm sure you'll find one. All right, coming back right after this with Captain Ryan on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Plastic Man Ryan Lambert joins us now. Captain Ryan, good morning. And I had a texter sent me a message earlier about fly fishing classes, and I spoke up. I guess maybe I should have asked you first, but that's something you would do if someone booked a trip with you and they're a complete novice. You would give them a little bit of a trial and show them the basics of fly fishing and get a fishing trip at the same time, correct?
Yeah, but you know what? It's one of those games that you really need to know before you come out, because, you know, it's a very difficult sport. You know, it's an art, and if you get fly casting lessons, and then you want to go with a guide to learn. You know, so many people spend thousands and thousands of dollars getting their fresh Cabela clothes, and they got the best rods and the best reels and the best line and $10 flies, and they come out here and they forgot to worry about the last 40 feet. You know, that last 40 feet is the most important, getting the bait, the fly to the fish. I'll teach you how to present the fly. I will teach you how to manipulate it to make sure that they bite it. But the rest you got to do beforehand. It's so important. I mean, I get so many guys, oh, I just want to catch a redfish. You know, I'm a river fisherman. I'm a creek fisherman. And they can't get it done because they can't see the fish. And when they do, they think if it lands 20 foot from the fish, they just start stripping. No, you can't start stripping. You got to pick up and go right, like I said. Pick up and go right. And I, even if you don't see the fish, oh, I got one right now. I'll put you right on it, you know.
Where would you suggest they go for those lessons?
There are, if you watch Cabela, sometimes they will have it, and, you know, those big stores will sometimes have it. But there's fly tying clubs. If you friend them on Facebook, you'll see that some days they do fly tying. Sometimes they do casting lessons. They go to City Park and do it sometimes. There's a lot of places that you can do it, but you don't want to spend your money to come learn. To learn how to present, how to see the fish, how to catch the fish, but you don't want to spend your money to learn how to come cast, because it's not an instantaneous thing. You know, it's so difficult to learn how to let that fly load up, and then, you know, get you. Then you got to start hauling and double hauling if it's a good long cast. So, you know, it would behoove you to learn all that beforehand. So,
yeah, and that way your guy doesn't have to wear catcher's equipment.
No, he's going to get hooked,
sure,
anyhow.
It's snagged by
We all get hooked.
Well, you sound like you're on the water and you just put a fish in the boat. Where are you and what are you doing?
No, I'm still fighting him. I picked up my rod, passed it out there in the handle. Somebody stepped on it, you know, and that's the joys of guiding. So now I'm just reeling in, like, with my hand. But I'm getting him. I'm beating him. I'm on the west side.
I've been there.
And I want to catch those thumper trout, as you know. So I'm looking for them, really.
Yeah.
There's birds everywhere, and I can go bird fish. You know that's not my thing. So, you know, that's something that a lot of guys do with their customers. They'll go run over there. And, you know, everybody can catch those fish. So I leave that alone, and I'm looking for the big boys, and I'm gonna find them. I know where they are. I just gotta get up to them. But it's been good.
How's the conditions out there?
Finally died down. It's really pretty. It's southeast or due south right now, and it's light about 5 to 10. I mean, it's beautiful, beautiful morning. So I'm gonna open the boat. Sound like a little thumper, huh?
Yeah, he had a little thump to him.
not like I want, but he's all right. But yeah, I see a lot of birds in the distance. And towards Grand Isle and No Man's Land and all that, there's probably even going to be more. So if I can't get on the thumpers, I'll just go get me a few fish just to play. And then get back and go do my thing at the lodge. I got about 11 boats out, so I have a lot of people to deal with today. So
yeah,
it's all good.
It's getting that time of year.
Lots of big reds. It's been like that all winter. You know, more oversized reds than keeper reds. I mean, it's incredible. So I don't know. We're just, you know, as you know, the redfish are all the way 100 miles inland right now.
Right.
y'all caught them over there by Davis Pond. It's incredible that they're that far that thick, huh?
Yeah, nice redfish too.
That's
I'm gonna let you get after them. Yeah, that's
right, buddy.
Well, good problem to have sometimes. All right, take care, and give us your telephone number. I know you always answer that while you're catching fish and doing fishing reports and everything else you do.
Yeah,
the ultimate multitasker.
504-559-5111, and we'll help you do whatever you got to do.
All right, try to have fun.
All right, buddy.
Captain Ryan Lambert, we call him the Plastic Man. All right, just got a text in from the New Orleans Fly Fishermen, and they will give lessons. That was Eric. So contact New Orleans Fly Fishers. I think it's NewOrleansFlyFishers.com. If it's not Eric, text me the number, and I'll give it out. All right, coming back with us, Captain Chris Cito, got some more questions to answer. You got one for him? Text it to me real quick, like 504-260-1870. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, couple of quick text messages. Third annual TJO Invitational, June 24th, 26th at Island Marina. It's a fundraiser for St. Jude. Go to tjosinvitational.com. Question about Elmer's Island being open. Yes, it is down on Grand Isle. That is a treasure, great surf fishing, crabbing place. If you want to learn how to fish it, get some tips, go to our Bayou Isle TV. We've got, I can't remember the episode number, but we did a feature there on surf fishing at Elmer's Island, and it is open. The only thing, I'm not sure if the shuttles are back in operation yet, so you might have to hoof it to your spot down the beach. All right, we also got a text message in for Chris Orfanello with Cito, who's rejoined us. Wanting to know, this person fishes out of Fouchon. How far west do you cover your memberships, Chris?
Okay, so Cito West Bank covers, you know, the west side of the Mississippi River, and they cover it out of Myrtle Grove. So they go as far as Grand Isle. Anything west of Grand Isle, we do not have coverage. Now, Cocodrie and Dulage, Dulac, all that area, the sheriff there does tow for free. And that's probably a pretty good reason why nobody's opened the franchise there, you know, to this point. But you can get service in those areas through the sheriff. And also, as a CETO member, if you're out of an area where there's no CETO and you do pay for commercial assistance, whether it's a charter boat captain or whatever it may be, and you get the receipts, you know, send the receipts in a CETO and they'll reimburse you up to $5,000 per incident. So you are financially covered in those areas, but if you go to CETO.com, you can see an area listing of where all our boats are kept.
All right, someone wants to know about eastern coverage range. How far would you go? Someone leaves out of Louisiana port, and they actually fish the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, which is common sometimes, some of those islands. Would that be covered?
That would be covered. We would come get you. You could go east and keep going east all the way to Canada, and there's CETO covered all along the coast.
Excellent, excellent. Is there a size limit on the boat that's covered? In other words, everything from a kayak to on up to a freighter. What's the limit on sizes? Is there a limit?
All right. So you have to have a combustion engine. That's kind of one of the things. You have to have an engine. So we do not do kayaks, but if we will, if we're out in the area and a kayaker's in distress, we'll go get you. But as far as membership, no, we do not do kayaks. Now, you can go all the way up to, you know, a 60-foot boat. We've obviously towed up to, you know, 100-foot boats, but we prefer in the membership to stay 60 and under.
Right. You know, I can't tell you, Chris, the number of people who felt so good about having that when they needed it. It was in a time of need, and not just them, but their families who were worried about them. What you offer really is a service, but it's also peace of mind, and it's a wonderful program, and I encourage people to become members. How do they do it? What are the easiest ways? They just call you on the phone, or should they go on online and do it?
Yeah, now, a lot of people still have lots of questions, and always feel free to call us. We're 24/7. You can call the 504-301-4545 anytime, day or night. The local office will answer. We also have the 24-hour call center, you know, which is, that's in New York because we are a franchise system, but it's a 24-hour call center, and that number is 800-4-CETO, the number 4-CETO, or you can go to CETO.com, and, you know, they have pages, a local page that shows a little bit about where we are, where our boats are kept and whatnot. And, you know, CETO.com is a good resource as well. But the best thing to do is call us because you'll get to talk to us. We're local. And, you know, we can also talk fishing with you.
Yeah, very good. All right, Chris, thanks for being with us. We're running out of time. We'll do this again and invite people to check you out, CETO.com. Thanks again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.